So that brings us to our scripture. Anita has told me that she will read the scripture for me this morning. Are you still up for it? She's up for it. So it is a long scripture this morning. It is John 6, 22 through 71. That's a lot of scripture, but it's all one story.
The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the far shore saw that the disciples had taken the only boat, and they realized Jesus had not gone with them. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went across to Capernaum to look for him. They found him on the other side of the lake and asked, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval." They replied, "We want to perform God's works too. What should we do?" Jesus told them, "This is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent." They answered, "Show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scriptures say Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "give us that bread every day." Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day." Then the people began to murmur in disagreement because he had said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? We know his father and mother. How can he say, 'I came down from heaven'?" But Jesus replied, "Stop complaining about what I said. For no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. And at the last day, I will raise them up. As it is written in the scriptures, they will be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has ever seen the Father, only I, who was sent from God, have seen him. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes has eternal life. Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And this bread, which I will offer so the world may live, is my flesh." Then the people began arguing with each other about what he meant. "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" they asked. So Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life within you. But anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise that person at the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. I live because of the living Father who sent me. In the same way, anyone who feeds on me will live because of me. I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will not die as your ancestors did, even though they ate the manna, but will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Many of his disciples said, "This is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it?" Jesus was aware that his disciples were complaining, so he said to them, "Does this offend you?" then what will you think if you see the Son of Man ascend to heaven again? The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But some of you do not believe me. For Jesus knew from the beginning which ones didn't believe, and he knew who would betray him. Then he said, that is why I said that people can't come to me unless the Father gives them to me. At this point, many of the disciples turned away and deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, are you going to leave? Simon Peter replied, Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know you are the Holy One of God. Then Jesus said, I chose the 12 of you, but one is a devil. He was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, one of the 12 who would later betray him.
The word of God for the people of God.
Here.
So, John has layers upon layers upon layers upon layers, and I could pull 12 sermons out of this really, really easily. I could take any one of those sermons and stand up here and talk for 30 minutes. But y'all are hungry. And I made this place smell like barbecue.
Yeah, you did.
So we are going to talk about this scripture, but I'm not going to do 12 sermons. I'm not even going to do one 30-minute sermon. But I do want to talk about the fact that Jesus said, if you don't eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part in me. Now, to get this to be able to really make sense to you, because he's not actually promoting cannibalism here. I don't think anybody in here believes he's promoting cannibalism. Some of the people that walked away might have thought he was promoting cannibalism, but that's not what's happening here. Back in Ezekiel, way back in Ezekiel, it says that an angel came to Ezekiel, brought him a scroll with the holy word on it, handed that scroll to Ezekiel, and does anybody know the scripture? Anybody? He hands it to him, and he doesn't say, read this. He says, eat it. Or a better translation might be, devour this. So Ezekiel ate it, devoured it, and said it was sweet on his tongue. See, we're taught to read in school, some of us took a little longer. We're taught to read, and we're taught to read in an academic way, the way you would read a textbook. That's the way they teach you in school. Then they hand you novels, and you learn to read another way where you're reading novels. You read two different ways if you're reading for fact, if you're reading for fun. I read the same way both ways, unfortunately. I've also heard some people say that they can take a tech manual and read it a whole different way. They learn different ways to read different books. But when you read the scripture, you're not supposed to read it as a textbook. You're not supposed to read it as a storybook, and it's not a how-to or a tech manual. It's the Word of God. And we are to devour the Word of God. We aren't just to read over it, read the stories. You are to devour every bit of that Word and take it into you because it's sweet on the tongue, according to Ezekiel. But then you go to Revelation and John. John is given a scroll by an angel. Does anybody know this story out of Revelation? That he brings the scroll to him. He hands it to him and says, eat it. And so John takes the scroll, not reading it, but he devours the scroll in Revelation. And John says, it was sweet on the tongue, but sour to the stomach. You are to devour the Word of God. Yes, it's sweet on the tongue. It's wonderful. It's uplifting. But then you've got to accept it. Once you've devoured it, it's a part of you. And y'all, we're sinners. We're broken. We are not righteous. Not one of us is righteous. And if that's not sour, I don't know what is. Christ is telling his disciples right here, he's saying, if you're not going to partake of me fully, if you're not going to partake of me and eat everything that I've got, eat my flesh and drink my blood and be a part of me so that I am a part of you, then you have no part in me. If you're not going to accept all of it, you don't get any of it. There's only one way to God the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. One of my first sermons I preached here, it was the third week I was here actually, I preached about being a slave to God. That He didn't want you halfway, He wanted you the entire way. He wanted you to totally submit yourself to Him. If we don't submit ourselves to Him totally and partake of His body and drink of the fluid that He gives us, then we will continue to hunger and we will continue to thirst. Those that ate the manna, which was from God in the wilderness, still hungered every day. We are going to go back here and eat in just a little bit, and the food's going to be good. I know y'all are good cooks. Some of you order well. It's going to be good food, but you know what's going to happen in about 10 hours? Because we're going to eat too much, it's going to be 10 hours. We're going to start to get hungry again. Christ is speaking of spiritual hunger when He talks about Himself, though. You can go out and you can seek crystals, you can seek shrines, you can seek music, you can seek poetry, and all of these things may uplift your spirit temporarily, but you are going to hunger again. You are going to hunger again, only through Christ and only through taking Him in totally and devouring who He is can we truly be sated. Can we truly get that spiritual uplifting that holds to it? Now I want you to notice here, He had disciples there with Him. When the people left, the disciples were still all there. They were confused and they wanted to know what's going on, and Jesus laid it out to them. You either do it this way or you have no part. And some of the disciples turned and walked away, didn't they? Sometimes when we've devoured it and we see what all it's required and what all it means to be Christ's slave, what it means to be in Christ, it scares us. And sometimes we walk for a little bit. And y'all, I thank God that we're able to walk back. And when we reach out and we take all of Christ, we take every bit of it so that we become like Peter. In this passage, when Christ looks at them and says, "Will you all leave me too? Will you go away?" And Peter gives the appropriate answer, "Where else could we go?" He's not saying he's excited about everything that Christ has laid in front of them. He's not elated. That isn't what it says. It says, "Where else could we go? Only through you do we find eternal life. Only through you can we stop hungering and thirsting. Only through you is the answer. So where else could we go? Yes, I'm going to follow you. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, I'm going to find it difficult." As I told the youth this morning, following Jesus is simple. It's just hard. It's simple. Embrace all of who Christ is. Embrace all of His teachings. Good, the bad, the ugly. When we embrace all of them, we are in Christ and Christ is in us. Doesn't mean life's going to get easier. In fact, Christ tells you, if you follow me, you will suffer. But that suffer is this flesh. That suffer is here and now. What you get through Christ Jesus is eternal. It's spiritual. And it allows you to not have to thirst or hunger anymore. Amen. Bow your heads. Father God, I want to thank you for Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for your scripture and your word today, Lord. I want to thank you for allowing us to be able to devour who Christ is and make Christ part of us and part of our lives. Lord, help us to stay strong in the faith and to stay strong to Jesus, that when we see messages that we don't like, when we see things in Christ that we say, that isn't the way I want the world to be, give us the strength to say, but that is the way Christ wants it to be. And it's through Christ that we can have eternal life. Help us to remain strong in Christ, Lord, and to be comforted by Him. Lord, I ask for you also to bless the food that we will receive here in a little bit when we go back. Lord, be with our conversations. Help us to uplift each other and to continue to praise you even through this dinner on the grounds. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.